and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2208B, and today's date is June 25th, 2020, and the title of the episode is Deep State Playbook Revealed, Ammunition Running Low, Shields Up. Now, before I get started, let's talk about health. Collagen may be the closest thing we'll ever get to a real fountain of youth. The older you are, in fact, the more likely it's caught your attention, and for good reason. Many health experts now agree that consuming collagen is as crucial as it gets to renewing and revitalizing how you look and feel. After all, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body and is essentially the glue that holds you together. So visit healthwithx22.com and click the link below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the Patriots, they are in full control. They know the deep state playbook. And if you know the deep state playbook, what can you do? You can use countermeasures. You know exactly what they're going to do, and you can use it to your advantage. This is exactly what we're watching right now. Everything that we're seeing, everything that is happening right now, it is allowing the American people to see the true agenda of the deep state, to show the people of the world, here in the United States and around the world, what the deep state, what these elite have in mind for each and every one of these countries. And the people now are waking up saying, we don't want this. Yes, the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, the invisible enemy, they're going to push as hard as they can. But when you know what they're doing, you block them at every stage. Think about what has happened since the beginning, since Trump came into office. How many times did they try to get rid of him? How many times did they tell you that he's going down? How many times did they say he wouldn't even last a year or two? Then they had to push to three. Because they're not in control of this. Everything is being turned on them. It's showing how dirty they are, how they don't follow the rule of law, how they don't care about law and order, how they don't care about the people, and they're continually doing this. We'll be discussing their playbook a little bit later in this report, but first, it seems that Joe Biden, he has accepted the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination at a virtual convention in Milwaukee. Now, we all know that Biden is not the candidate. Think about it. How do you build a candidate up? Well, we've seen it before. The mainstream media, they come out and they make fake polls. And they tell you, Biden's in the lead. Biden is beating Trump. Biden has the support of the people. So they're in the build-up phase right now. How do you make the public accept a new candidate? Well, first, you need to push a narrative. What is the narrative that they're pushing right now? Racism. So as they continually do this, they're not going to stop anytime soon. They're going to continue to do this all the way up to the election time, most likely. As you continue to do this, who is the best person to put in as Joe Biden's vice president? Most likely, it's going to be a person of color. I would say it would be a woman who is black, and the name has to be well known. Who could that be? Ah, Michelle Obama. And remember, Amy Klobuchar already kicked it off, where she said, oh, I don't want to be vice president. It'd be better because of what has been going on with the riots. It would be better if we had someone of color in the vice president position. So they already set this up, and they're going to continue with this narrative. Once you have the person you want and people accept it, which they will, what's the next phase? How do you do the old switcheroo? How do you introduce the second candidate who's going to take the place of Joe Biden? Well, you need to play up the illness. In the beginning, you hide the illness. You pretend it doesn't exist. Once you have that vice presidential candidate in place, at that point, you switch everything around. You start to tell people, oh yes, we're seeing dementia. Yes, his health is declining. We might need to switch out the candidate. So with the illness, now he could be faking, it could be real. I think he's faking it. They're going to switch out Biden with somebody else. Who could that be? What ticket would be strong enough to even attempt to go up against Trump? It would have to be someone who ran before, most likely a woman. And I believe it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I believe this is what they are doing right now. We'll have to see how this plays out, but Q has already let us know that they are going to do the old switcheroo. They're just waiting for the right moment. Now, we know that Flynn is going free. The gag order is lifted, and we need to remember something very important about all of this. What does Flynn know? Why were they trying to get him? Because he knows where the bodies are buried. Let's go back to post 260. Who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn is safe. We protect our patriots. What does Flynn know? He knows it all. This is why they were trying to get him out of the way. But think about how many blocks have been removed. When everyone thought, oh, Flynn's definitely going to jail. Oh, when everyone thought that they were going to get Trump with the Mueller investigation. When everyone thought he was going down with the impeachment investigation. They never had anything. It was all made up. How do you fight propaganda? Truth and facts. It's very simple. And while they were busy doing all this other stuff, what has Trump been doing? He's been preparing and setting up his entire system to go up against the deep state. Now, I'm not even just talking about his administration. I'm not even talking about the confirmation of 200 judicial appointees under Trump. I mean, the latest one was Judge Corey Wilson to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about how Trump, his administration through Q, have been setting up a system to combat the mainstream media. I believe that Radcliffe, Nakasone, the NSA, they're all preparing to go up against the mainstream media. I mean, Q has led us on to let us know that there will be additional platforms, Parler being one of them. Doesn't mean everything's shifting over to Twitter. I believe that's a base of operation. And I believe they're going to continually hit the mainstream media with facts, truth, and continually bombard them with this and let the people see how they lie and how they use propaganda. I do believe this is how they're going to destroy the mainstream media, and we're watching this happen in real time. And we can see that Trump has removed a lot of the blocks. Look at the SDNY. Look at all the judges that have been replaced. Look at the Supreme Court. I still think he has work to do there. But the blocks are being removed. I mean, just think about New York itself with Epstein, Ukraine, Clinton Foundation. Then we have WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Now, what's very interesting is that there's new allegations that assert Assange conspired with Anonymous and among other things. Now, this is coming out of the justice.gov. A federal grand jury returned a second superseding indictment today, charging Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, with offenses that relate to Assange's alleged role in one of the largest compromises of classified information in the history of the United States. The new indictment does not add additional counts to the prior 18-count superseding indictment returned against Assange in May of 2019. It does, however, broaden the scope of the conspiracy surrounding alleged computer intrusions with which Assange was previously charged. Now, think about this. You need to understand that the Department of Justice is made up still of many swamp creatures. Look at the Flynn case. Just recently, Barr stepped in and he had the whole thing dismissed. He allowed these individuals to continue on. He allowed them to continue on with Flynn until they hit a roadblock. They want everyone to see this. It's the same individuals that are going after Assange. And we need to remember that Assange is the key. Go back to post 3341. Julian Assange is under protection. He is the key to the DNC data leak and Seth Rich. It says, under protection, the threat is real, key to DNC source hack 187. Barr is allowing this to happen. Actually, he is protected where he is right now. He'll be moved later on. And Barr is allowing this to play out. Optics are very important. Just like with the Flynn case, just like with impeachment, just like with the Mueller investigation, just like with everything that you're seeing, it is very important. But Trump, he and his administration just won another battle. The court has upheld the government's ability to deport unauthorized immigrants near the border. They ruled that the expedited removal of illegal immigrants apprehended near the U.S. border does not violate the Constitution. So what can they do? Well, if these individuals are found within 2 weeks of entering the country and are less than 100 miles from the border, they can be deported. There is one caveat, though. If these individuals are saying that if you send me back, I'll be tortured, the United States is not permitted to send unauthorized immigrants back to those countries. They will be interviewed. They will be vetted, and they'll see if their claims are true. And if they're not, if they're part of MS-13, if they're drug smugglers, if they're human traffickers, I don't think that argument is going to work. Now, very interestingly, we have AG Barr, and we know that there is censoring going on all over the place. And we know there's an antitrust suit going on with Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Barr is out there, and this is coming from Methods. We have antitrust investigations of all major internet platforms. I expect to be making a decision in the next few weeks about actions on that. So it looks like this is coming up very, very soon, where they're going to let the people know what the next step is. And we can see there's a lot of people that are being banned, censored. Look at the president. His tweets are being censored. There are a lot of people who are on YouTube, on Facebook, where their channels or their Facebook account, they're going down, they're coming back up, they're being demonetized. Whatever is happening, they're doing it on purpose to try to shut down the truth. But the truth has a funny way of rising to the top, and it always gets there no matter what happens, because if one person is brought down, another one takes its place. Now, very interestingly, with this pandemic, they're trying to push the idea that the COVID-19 is spreading all over the place. And of course, what they're doing is they're using the states that opened up. And remember, during the heat, and remember, Florida, first of all, is very hot, has a lot of humidity, and with heat and humidity, it normally kills the virus. It kills the flu virus. It kills all of this. But they're using the idea that the cases are rising. But the difference is that the death rate is falling. So people might have it. They might even not know they have it. Doesn't really matter. Even before the test, they might have had it. And now with the test, they just know that they have it, but they don't feel any symptoms. It just disappears, which means since there are no deaths from this, and more people have it, this is turning out to be like the common cold now. Probably less than the flu when everything is all said and done. But they're pushing this. And what's very interesting is that they're blaming it on everyone else. Oh, you're going to the mall. That's why you have it. But with Black Lives Matter and the protests, they've come out, and this is from BuzzFeed, that they have not seen a spike in COVID-19. Well, why is that? Oh, wait, that's right. Certain governors said these individuals don't have to be tested. So if they're not tested, how do you know? This was done on purpose. They're trying to shape their own narrative, but it is failing. Cuomo right now, he's embracing travel restrictions from other states coming in to his state, saying like if you have a foreign plate, which is from another state, you're going to be stopped. Now, what's very interesting is that when Trump, right in the beginning stages, said that there should be some type of travel restriction, Cuomo said this is anti-American. Now he's embracing it when actually there's less people dying now than there was before. Well, I believe he wanted the COVID deaths to ramp up in his state. This is why he put a lot of them into the nursing home. And he wanted people to come into the state with COVID so he could do this. And now, since everything's going the other way and people are looking at him and scrutinizing what these five governors have done, he's backing off a little bit, but he's trying to make it a big deal. This will fail. Now, with the second event, it seems that they're pushing their autonomous zones as hard as they possibly can, bringing down the statues and doing all these things, writing Black Lives Matter on the street. And if you notice, it's in front of the White House. It's in front of Trump Tower, because in New York City, we have de Blasio, who's saying, yes, you can paint Black Lives Matter outside of Trump Tower on the public streets. Now, is this really about Black Lives Matter? Or is this really about Trump? Because they're doing it in front of the White House and they're doing it in front of Trump Tower. So the question is, why are they attacking Trump? Why did they paint BLM in D.C. and now in New York in front of Trump Tower? Shouldn't they be blaming the mayors and governors where all this is happening? I mean, these states and cities where this happened, this is run by D mayors and D governors. They're in control of their police. They're the ones who are responsible. Why is this coming back to the president? Because these individuals have been in power for a very long time. He doesn't dictate to them what to do next. But it's very interesting, because this has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with racism. It has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It has to do with getting Trump out of office. Trump tweeted this out. Told that at New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to paint the fabled and beautiful Fifth Avenue right in front of Trump Tower, Tiffany, with a big yellow Black Lives Matter sign. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, referring to killing police, is their chant. New York City police are furious. And remember, Black Lives Matter is not, and I repeat this, is not a nonprofit organization. Let's talk about retirement. The recent Bitcoin halving event caused a lot of confusion out there. Nobody really knew what was going to happen. Some people said that it was going to go to $100,000. Others said it would collapse. In the end, it gained around 30% since the start of the year. They are one of a handful of companies in the U.S. who do crypto IRAs. Noble Bitcoin also slashed their own fees on Bitcoin IRA and 401k deals, along with a waiver of their first year fees for anyone putting in over $20,000. Call them at 877-646-5347 and tell them that X22 Report sent you, or click the link below. So, what are they doing here? Remember, ActBlue has a relationship with Black Lives Matter. They collect the funds. Tom Fenton tweeted this out. This is an interesting issue. ActBlue Charities is the fundraising charity that purports to raise money for other charities, in which, in this case, is Black Lives Matter Global Network. No IRS info with this organization's name is available online. So there's no transparency. There's nothing here. He continued, transparency? So if you want to make a tax-deductible charitable donation directly to Black Lives Matter, you can't. You donate to ActBlue Charities. ActBlue Charities sends this money, allegedly, to another charity, Thousands Currents, which runs BLM as a fiscal sponsorship. So where else are they sending this? Well, they're sending it to the Weather Underground, which is a terrorist group run by Susan Rosenberg. And this individual, Susan Rosenberg, is friends with Bill Ayers. And remember, Clinton pardoned Susan Rosenberg, a one-time member of the Weather Underground terrorist group, who was charged in the notorious 1981 Brinks robbery in Rockland County that left a guard and two police officers dead. So, contributions to BLM are funneled through ActBlue, the major resource for Democratic donations, and then funneled to an organization which was run by a member of the Weather Underground terrorist group. Riots around the country are not spontaneous. They are coordinated and planned. These riots are related to the same individuals involved in similar activities for years. So it's all part of the same network, and they're collecting these funds, and a lot of these funds are going to the Democratic presidential candidates and others. But what's very interesting about these protests is that Pew Research did a survey, and they've come to find out that 1 in 6 protesters are black. 46% are white. So 46% are white, 17% are black, 22% Hispanic, and 8% Asian. So these are young white kids that are running around destroying things. And then you factor in Antifa and other anarchist groups. Is this really about Black Lives Matter? It's not looking that way. It seems that there's another agenda associated with this. Trump tweeted this out. Very sad to see states allowing roving gangs of wise guys, anarchists, and looters, many of them having no idea what they're doing, indiscriminately ripping down our statues and monuments to the past. Some are great works of art, but all represent our history and heritage. Both Black Lives Matter leader states, if U.S. doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. This is treason, sedition, insurrection. And he's absolutely right. Their mission now, it's not about race, it's not about George Floyd. It's about destroying America, wiping history clean. That is what they're doing. And what's very interesting about all of this is these individuals that were in CHAZ or CHOP or whatever you want to call it, we can see that this is being dismantled, but those individuals who had their cars broken into and their windows smashed, they're very upset. Where were the police? Well, you didn't allow the police in there. We have another individual who was shot in the autonomous zone, and he wants to sue the police because they didn't come to help him. Well, this is your autonomous zone. Remember, your whole entire mission was that we don't need the police. Keep the police out. But now that you need them, and you needed the police to come, you're upset and you want to sue them. Very interesting. But the silent majority, they sat back, they watched the whole thing, and the silent majority are business owners, people who live in the area, and now the silent majority is speaking out. Dozens of businesses inside Chop Zone, they have filed a 56-page class action lawsuit against the city of Seattle. They're seeking unspecified damages to be determined at trial. So, who's paying for the entire mess in Seattle? There's garbage everywhere. They spray painted everything. They destroyed statues. They destroyed businesses. These individuals, all of them that were in this area, plus the individuals that allowed them to do this, the bill should go to them. And they should have to pay for all of this, maybe the rest of their lives. And it should be taken out of their check every single day. And if they can't pay, they need to go to prison. And what we're seeing now is not something that's new. This is how the deep state has regime change in other countries. We've seen it before. A Venezuelan woman is warning, don't think it can't happen here. Elizabeth Rogliani, a Venezuelan actress living in the United States, has seen it, has seen a left-wing revolution before. She said, why do I even worry about some silly little statues coming down or some silly little street names changing? Why do I care? She asked rhetorically. It's because the last time I didn't care about this. I was a teenager. I have already lived through this thing. When I was living in Venezuela, statues came down. Socialist leader Hugo Chavez didn't want the history displayed. And then he changed the street names. Then came the curriculum in schools. Then some movies couldn't be shown on certain TV channels, and so on and so forth. I've seen this before, and it's happening now. This is what they're trying to do. It's actually regime change. They're trying to get rid of the Constitution. They're trying to get rid of the United States. That's been their mission all along. Let's get into some of Q's posts. This is post 4516. This is a Twitter link to Shane Huntley. And it says, waiting outside a lunch place in Silicon Valley today, I overhear a middle-aged woman calming, explaining QAnon to her friend and how it's all part of some grand plan by Trump to rebuild the U.S. government. Jarring to run across this in the real world here. Q says, interesting, this was prioritized, routed, which means that it was brought to the top. Google Threat Analysis Group entry catalog. Deep Dreaming Young Dragonfly. Post 4517. This is a Twitter link. It says, can we make it a trend, patriots? We're in this together. Unity, not division. Where we go one, where we go all. Now, this Twitter link is an RN nurse, RN deplorable. That's her Twitter name. And she is taking the oath. Post 4518. Q gives us sign language. And this is a deaf digital soldier. He is taking the oath. Where we go one, we go all. Post 4519. This is another Twitter link, and it says, Oracle exec, digital soldiers today, we take the oath, let's go. Another individual taking the oath. Honor bound, where we go one, we go all. People around the world are taking the oath to uphold the Constitution, law and order, to fight the deep state with truth and facts. Let's move on to post 4520. Q gives us Rogan O'Hanley, and it says, 45 out of 50 governors did not force COVID-infected patients into nursing homes, but five did. Cuomo, New York. Wolf, Pennsylvania. Whitmer, Michigan. Murphy, New Jersey. Newsom, California. Nearly half of all COVID nursing home deaths were in these states. That's not an accident. That's a systemic murder. Q gives us a Twitter link to Steve Scalise, and it says, must read. New Jersey Health Department workers slammed Governor Murphy's deadly nursing home policies, an unmitigated failure that led to preventable deaths. He must be held accountable. So they go through this discussing exactly what he did, and he knew exactly what was going on. We had Seema Verma from Medicaid saying they knew the procedures, but they decided to take sick individuals with COVID, which is like the flu, and put them into these nursing homes where people have compromised immune systems. And these people died. Q says difficult truths. Post 4521 gives us H.R. 7297. And it says to amend Title 18, United States Code, to prohibit the use of an armed force under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Military Department as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws and for other purposes. So this is a bill which is in Congress. It is written and it's sponsored by Representative who? Adam Schiff. He did this on 6/22/2020. So why is he doing this? Well, we know why. Because they're going to be pushing riots. And I'm not even calling them protests. These are riots. Q says, worth tracking. And then gives us a link to rand.org. And it says, the Posse Comitatus Act of 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police state elections in former Confederate states, proscribes the role of the Army and Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Q says, key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act, pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of Posse Comitatus Act, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. So think about it. Trump signed the National Emergency Act, Defense Production Act, and enacted the Stafford Act, which allows him to do what? It allows the regular armed forces to engage in law enforcement. What is Adam Schiff trying to do here? He's trying to prevent Trump from bringing in the troops to stop what they have planned. Q says, everything you are witnessing, past and present future, centrally revolves around the presidential election. This is going to ramp up in the fall. They're going to continue on right now, but you're going to see it most likely ramp up in the fall. You're going to see a lot of chaos. You might even see another type of event where they push racism. You see small bits and pieces here and there, but I think they're going to have a big one getting closer to the fall time period. But the Patriots, they already know the playbook. Q is letting us know what the playbook is. I'm sure they have other information, but they're not going to let out. But they know the playbook. Q says, win by any means necessary. So Schiff's job right now, and remember, there's different levels of the deep state. There are those politicians that just take their orders, and if they take their orders, they're made very wealthy. Schiff right now is trying to protect himself, and he has orders, and he's trying to push this bill through. Is this going to work? No, it is not. It has to get through the Senate, and do you really think Trump is going to sign it? Do you really think they're going to get a veto-proof bill to Trump? No, it will not happen. Post 4,522. This is the Breitbart article. And this says, 21 million New York City field hospitals closes after never seeing a single patient. So they had these field hospitals in Brooklyn. They had the Comfort and the Mercy, one in California, these ships, and one in New York. And they were completely empty. They spent millions of dollars building these field hospitals, and they weren't even used. I thought this was the worst pandemic that we've ever seen. I thought it was like a war zone. How come none of this was ever used? Were they telling us the truth? No, they were not. Q says, worth remembering. Why were elderly COVID-19 two positive patients forced, pushed into nursing homes? Known hot zones, if ample capacity existed to support locally. Can you logically explain why select D governors made decisions, i.e. elderly push, into hot zones, which knowingly contradicted federal guidelines and as well as general common sense? Think annual influenza death rates, i.e. age group 65 plus. Evil surrounds us. And they knew. They had all this room. They were completely empty. They might have had 20 or 30 people in there, but there were beds for 600 or 1,000. We never saw anything. They were telling us we needed all these ventilators. We need all these tests. People are laying out in the street. But where do you see this? We never saw it. Actually, citizen journalists went around to all the hospitals. There was nothing like this. It was made up. The mainstream media, these corrupt individuals, created something out of nothing. Now, what's very interesting, we know that Trump is continually calling out the Obama administration. We had Strzok's note that was released that Biden and Obama were involved in getting Flynn. And we know that Biden and Obama kept on saying, wow, we have no scandals in our administration. But Jim Jordan, he tweeted this out. Obama-Biden scandals, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, Benghazi, IRS targeting, Operation Choke Point, spying on journalists, VA waiting lists, cash payments to Iran, Clinton emails, unmasking of political rivals, Crossfire Hurricane, Russia hoax, Crossfire Razor, Flynn. What about Uranium One? What about crimes against humanity? What about human trafficking? What about drug trafficking? Just keep on adding this to the list. They're the most corrupt administration ever. Trump responded to Jim Jordan. The Obama Biden administration is the most corrupt in history. They are. And we need to remember that they're now going to be bringing in that piece that has to do with human trafficking. Who did they replace in New York? Berman. Jay Clayton is coming in. We have Epstein. We have the Clinton Foundation. We have Ukraine. And there are probably other little cases that we don't even know about. Those are the major ones. And remember, during the pandemic, Trump mentioned a woman that they saved in a country down in South or Central America. I think it was Honduras. They brought her back. She's been there a very long time. There's a reason for this. The Department of State, Mike Pompeo, this is what they tweeted out. This year's Trafficking in Persons report highlights governments that have failed to fulfill their commitments to protect victims and instead are acting as traffickers themselves. Watch the release of the TIP report. June 25th at 2 p.m. So this report is naming the countries, and these certain countries' governments are acting as traffickers. Well, think about Saudi Arabia, think about Haiti, think about North Korea, think about the Middle East, think about countries in South and Central America, think about all the individuals that are associated with this. There's a reason why Trump mentioned this woman. He didn't just mention it out of passing. It was done on purpose. There was a reason why they sent out this mission during the pandemic. Yes, they were cutting off the deep state with their drug running, but there was another mission within a mission. We're going to be finding this out very soon. But what's very interesting is that Trump continually tweets out law and order. And Lisa Crowley, she says, you know, every time he does this, it seems that another criminal has been indicted. And, you know, I'm starting to think the same way she is thinking, because he keeps tweeting it out, law and order. Yes, law and order for the riots. Yes, law and order because of Obama. But he's been doing it quite a bit. And I'm wondering, just like she is it like the cannon blast on Hunger Games? Another one arrested, another one taken down. It's starting to feel that way. And I agree with you, Lisa. And we know that Trump and the Patriots, they only have one shot at this. And they have to do it right. And if you notice, they didn't come in like a bulldozer and just knocked everything down and tried to get whoever they could. They planned this so they could get every single person. They planned it so they could wake America, the world up. They planned it so they can go after the central bank. This is just not one piece. When they're going to drop the hammer, when the storm hits, everything has to be in place. All the blocks need to be removed. Everything needs to be investigated. Every I needs to be dotted. Every T needs to be crossed. This has to be done. And Martin Gatiss tweeted this out. There is only one opportunity to drop the hammer and permanently change the course of history. It will take out the fake news and the power of criminals to brainwash the public into ignoring their crimes. I am sure it will be unmissable when it happens with perfect timing. And I agree. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.